Kathy, can you raise your right hand, please? And state your name when you go on. I.
I, Lisa Schreiner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge the duties of the office of, why don't we just go on at a time?
Discharge the duties of the office of the recorder.
Discharge the duties of the office of the treasurer.
Discharge the duties of the office of the county attorney.
To discharge the duties of the office of supervisor.
In Des Moines County.
In Des Moines County.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
Congratulations to each of you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
No, and this one you don't. I will see all of you gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and it doesn't help that they start the same three letters.
Mandatory attendance for the 5-year plan. Give it all room, man. There you go.
Yeah. Wonder how much I can get. Everybody left.
There you go. Yeah, thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mike. It's a bad little lot to open.
You still have on the corner of Hillary.
Yeah, Marianne's on 14.
I will try to know when it was off. Yes, I work my way there all the time.
Oh, you do?
We live over there.
Oh, do you? You'll have a bunch of those left over.
No, I
don't.
I'm getting ready.
Are you down?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Judge. Good to see you out. Judge Lee. Yeah, I know.
And then this is the extra one and that HB.
Okay, now we'll go ahead and we'll call the meeting order. And first,
she hasn't given her.
Things she's due is one night.
She's gonna be busy.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Okay, so nomination for chair, Tom Broker, Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
And for nomination for vice chair, Bob Beck, Jim Carey.
Yes.
I don't want to talk.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Okay. So, Tom, we can seat you as the chair and we'll start the meeting then.
Please rise and remember to pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't think I've come back up, I can tell you that.
Happy New Year.
I guess.
Because it made me laugh.
And
6 years. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Carrie Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning and happy new year to everyone. I guess at this time I don't have anything to discuss except for the agenda for the budget hearings is listed on the board outside, and if anybody wants the agenda sent to them, just let me know. But we have all that scheduled, and the very first one will begin next Monday at 9:30 with the secondary roads.
What do we just start? Lisa Schreiner, Recorder.
Good morning. Just been really busy. Wanted you to know that we finally surpassed the 100 of the user permits. We're 101. That's all I can have today.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ken Heineman.
Good morning. Nothing but an agenda item today for the SEAL region.
Okay. Brian Carter.
Good morning. Not a whole lot. Doing some tree cutting. Dodged most of the weather. I know they had a little bit of freezing rain. We had a little spotty stuff. Some of the gravel roads got just kind of spotty, slick, depending. You really had been paying attention because it wasn't everywhere. But we didn't go out. Quite a bit of rain, but just keep on moving. So.
Okay. I think I've got a voicemail for you. I'll catch you after the meeting.
Father, good morning. Happy New Year. Nothing new to report right now.
Southeast Iowa Regional Plan.
Nothing new to report on land use. Going to start to our second year here. We're in this position. Bittersweet occasion. This past week, it's now been over a year since Jeff Hannon passed away, so we're with a year of experience under our belt, we're looking forward to keeping forward and moving ahead with things in 2019.
Okay. IT, Colin.
Just keeping busy like always. Had a couple little things over the holidays with some issues we had to kind of remote in over Christmas and New Year, but we'll have that. Other than that, nothing really new to report. So.
Janelle, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. I have an agenda item for you, but other than that, just keep on busy.
Thank you. Congratulations.
And congratulations to you as well.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Congratulations to all the new elected officials or re-elected officials. Nothing big major going on at our department. I do got to give a tip of the hat to Colin and his team. I've been gone since before Christmas. I took a nice vacation there, and they did a big overhaul to our server system. I came back in, fired my computer up, and everything worked.
He seems pretty surprised by it.
not that I expected otherwise, but it did come in early day, knowing that, you know, because I mean, when you make big changes like that, things bound to go wrong. But everything fired up, so great job to them. It sounded like that transition was fairly seamless. So really appreciate that and all the hard work they put in over the holidays there. Otherwise, just kind of doing winter work. We had a bunch of reservations come in over the weekend or over the holidays, people buying up campsites and stuff for the coming year. So that's going real good. Looking forward to the budget season coming up, starting next week.
You better get some more campsites.
Yeah, they're already screaming for that. Yeah, I know.
I don't think I missed anybody. Correspondence. I don't see any here. Do either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
Public input, session number one. If anyone from the public would like to address the board, please rise, give your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, we'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $279,998.97.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursement
of $32.40, a non-cash taxable reimbursement in the amount of $414.02.
Motion approved. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. 2019 Board Committee Assignments. Robert Beck, Supervisor Beck, on the College County Fair Service Agency, DESCOM, the Des Moines County Conservation Board Liaison, Des Moines County Solid Waste Commission, Emergency Food and Shelter Board of Des Moines County, Highway 61 Coalition, the Iowa-Illinois Freight Corridor, Local Health Board ex officio, Quad County Decatarization Board.
I believe that's referred to as your decat. That is it.
Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission, Southeast Iowa Regional Trails Committee Commission. Jim Carrey, the DHLW Early Childhood Area Board, Community Action Neighborhood Center, CAP Council, Department of Corrections, 8th Judicial District, the Geographic Information System, GIS Commission, Regional Workforce Investment Board, Chief Elected Officials Board, Region 16, Rural Utilities Service Systems, RUS, Southeast Iowa Community Action Board of Directors, South Iowa Area Juvenile Detention Agency, South Iowa Area Crime Commission. Tom Brokaw, City County Health Insurance Board, Des Moines County Emergency Management Commission, Des Moines County Joint Safety Committee, Des Moines County Safety Committee, Des Moines County Solid Waste Commission Alternate, Disaster Recovery Organization, Floodplain Advisory Board ex officio, Grow Greater Burlington Incorporated, Chamber of Commerce ex officio, the REAP Committee, Rural Utility Service Systems, RUS Alternate, and the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region Board. And Kathy Titus is the City County Health Insurance Board Alternate.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Approval of the official newspapers for 2019. We have the Hawkeye, the Des Moines County News, and the Minneapolis News.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the Treasurer's Office Designee Authorization, effective January 2nd, 2019. The following is an updated list of employees in the Des Moines County Treasurer's Office who are authorized to perform the duties of the treasurer and to sign forms, notices, or documents in the absence or disability of the treasurer. This is to comply with Iowa Code Chapters 331.552 and 331.903. The first deputy is authorized by Iowa Code Chapter 331.903 to perform the duties of the treasurer during the absence or disability of the treasurer. First Deputy Motor Vehicle Department is Michelle Reynolds. First Deputy Tax Department is Deborah Moore. The following employees are designated to perform the office, the duties of treasurer in the absence and/or disability of the treasurer and first deputy. Second Deputy Motor Vehicle Department, Gina Beckman. Second Deputy Tax Department, Julie Howe. The following employees are authorized to sign forms, notices, or documents. Michelle Reynolds, Deborah Moore, Gina Beckman, Julie Howe. This authorization shall remain in effect until such time as a change is needed.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have the Southeast Iowa Make Governing Board Letter of Understanding. This is, every year we have the same thing. Ken Heineman, 80% of his salary and benefits come from the Mental Health and Disability Services Levy, and 20% comes for general assistance, come from general basic. This is just an understanding that each county passes. So,
that's basically what I would have said, so.
Okay, okay. For your wishes, John.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Approval of PCC Trail Stars Cave Middle Section Flint River Trail, Des Moines County, Iowa. I believe this is the acceptance of the recently completed bike hiking trail out of the Stars Cave. Okay, this is the acceptance of that trail. We have a French Reniker. This is to declare that to the best of our knowledge and belief, the proposed recreational trail improvements contracted to KLC Construction LLC of Russell, Iowa have been completed in substantial conformance with the drawings and specifications for the project. This declaration is based upon our observation during construction, certification by the material suppliers for the rock, geoweb, and engineering fabric, and a final review by Chris Lee and myself on October 17th, 2018. One copy of the contractor's monthly payment estimate number 7 retainage is enclosed. Iowa code provides that the payment of the retainage shall be made not less than 31 days after acceptance of the project by the county. If the Board of Supervisors is ready to accept the project, they should do so at their next meeting. The 2-year guarantee secured by the performance bond becomes effective as of that date of board acceptance. Your attorney may want this acceptance to be by resolution. The board should consult with your county attorney concerning recommended procedural actions. I believe we did that. You found we accepted the last trail segments, but
we just didn't do it by resolution.
Approve the letter.
Just,
Approximately 3 months prior to the expiration of the guarantee period, the county should review the project for items which need to be corrected by the contractor. We will accompany you on that review if so requested. You can put that on your schedule. Thank you, Chris. Our firm appreciates the cooperation which we have had from you and other representatives of the county during the development and construction of this project. Cordially, French Reniker Associates. Stephen Pedrick, professional engineer. I, for one, am glad to see this done.
Yes, I say. Move to accept.
So,
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Long battle.
Still have to thank you for not making us walk on that, Chris. The golf carts was awful nice.
Was there anything you wanted to add to that? I didn't.
No, that letter pretty well sums it up. You know, I've been keeping you guys updated on how it goes, and it got finished up, and we did the inspection and the grand opening and everything, and it's been right. It's just getting all the final retainage and just putting the paperwork together for DOT, all that stuff. It's just administration stuff on the backside. It takes a little while to close things out.
You about inspected that shovel fall, didn't you?
Yeah. Walked back and forth on that trail a whole bunch of times. That's how I maintained this shapely figure of mine.
We have the Harmony Bible Church Department of Human Services lease agreement. We had a work session on this three or four weeks ago.
I read that over the other day. I moved approval.
You moved approval?
Yeah.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
For the record, for the media, I didn't mention it. The rent is $5,947.43 per month. The counties are required to provide facilities and equipment for DHS offices. We were. At one time, I believe we were reimbursed 100% for that. I believe it's somewhere in the 30s now. But, Harmony Church is really great.
One of those campaign promises where we're going to lower your taxes.
Yeah. The Harmony is a great landlord. Appointment for Franklin Township Trustees. To the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I am requesting your approval for a four-year term as Franklin Township Trustee. Steve Krieger, 13722 150th Street. And we have the same request, Edward Gerst from 11100 150th Street.
Move to approve.
Second.
Get these approved before they back out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Whoops.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes, too late. I've already approved it.
Take the lessons from this one.
Yeah. Tax abatement request, City of Burlington. The city is requesting release of any and all property taxes associated with the following property: Otter Island lease number 30, and legal description is Township 70 building on leased land, 30 Otter Island, Tama. The 2017 taxes that we are abating is $40, and 2018 taxes, it's already exempt.
Vote to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And now, one of my favorite times of the year, former supervisor Dan Cahill has the compensation board recommendation for fiscal 2019-20, and I would hate to miss your little speeches.
Always a pleasure to come to the board of supervisors once a year. Anyway, I like to tell people about this. Hopefully someday we'll get it in the press that Iowa system for setting the salaries of elected officials, it's a little unique, and it's a great idea. Iowa has a lot of great ideas, but this is one. They have a citizens committee, which I now represent here today, the compensation board, to set the salaries of the elected officials, rather than having the elected officials set their own salary, you know? Some states still do that. Results in some pretty high salaries. So we have a great system, and on our board, in addition to myself, we have Sarah Schwartz, Charles Walsh, Adam Thielen, Richard Mellinger, Dwayne Worthy, and Rochelle Swanner. So we have a pretty broad-based group of people. that are interested in good government. And by Iowa code, we are responsible for reviewing salaries of other elected officials around the state. And so the auditor's office each year provides us with a list of all of the counties similar in population to Des Moines County. So we have the counties, the five counties that are a little larger than ours, and we have five counties that are a little lower than ours in order to come up with an average. So we really review the salaries for 11 counties, and we try to keep Des Moines County in line without any large increases or any large decreases. It seems to work. It's a pretty good system. And also we review the consumer price index for the Midwest area to see how inflation is going to affect salaries. Well, this year it looks like inflation, yeah, it's a lot higher than it was last time, but it's going to be roughly 2 to 2.5%. We won't know that for several months yet, but that's kind of our guess. And so when we review the salaries for supervisors, attorneys, auditor, recorder, sheriff, treasurer, in the counties that are a little larger than ours and the counties that are a little lower than ours, then we try to come to some agreement that we think is fair and reasonable for our elected officials. So this year, we voted increases for the Des Moines County Sheriff, Auditor, and Treasurer of 4%, and Des Moines County Recorder and a Des Moines County Attorney 3%, and the Des Moines County Supervisors 1%. Now, that 1%, it doesn't indicate that we have any lack of faith in our Board of Supervisors. and it's kind of difficult, supervisors, because the set one, because some counties have five supervisors, and their cost of running the government is substantially higher than it is in Des Moines County, where we have only three supervisors. So it's difficult. But we found 1%. So that's our recommendation. And as you know, you, as a board, you can accept those recommendations, or you can reduce those recommendations across the board. I think there's been some changes in that now, but that used to be. But that's our recommendations, and I've provided the auditor's office with that, and she's provided you with that, and I'm sure you'll vote on it in the near future. So thank you for letting us present today.
Thank you for your time, and then thank the committee for the board for the time they've spent. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Move to accept.
Second.
You mean just to receive?
Yes.
Or
receive? Whatever stamp you have.
Okay. We will take action on those in a future meeting. We have a Class C liquor license for Barn on the Ridge wedding reception on January 5th, 2019.
Thanks, Dan. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. For the hazard mitigation grant program for emergency management. Whereas Des Moines County, hereinafter called a subgrantee, County of Des Moines, has made application through the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for funding from the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program in the amount of $15,600 for the total project cost. And whereas the subgrantee recognizes that this grant is based on a cost share basis with the federal share not exceeding 75%, the state share not exceeding 10%, and the local share being a minimum of 15% of the total project cost. The minimum 15% local share can either be cash or in-kind match. And therefore, the subgrantee agrees to provide and make available up to $3,900 of local monies to be used to meet the minimum 15% match requirement for the mitigation grant application. This would be the emergency management budget, and I have talked to Gina, but it looks like that can be met with local man hours. So.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions. We have three personnel actions for the correctional center. We have a retirement of Teresa Brissy, a full-time correctional officer, effective date December 31st. We have a resignation of Nathan Crooks, a part-time correctional officer, effective date December 18th. We have a promotion of Hillary May from a part-time correctional officer to full-time correctional officer. Her previous rate was $17.94 an hour. Her new rate is $36,484.29 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have one personnel action for secondary roads. New hire Heath Timmerman, maintenance work. New rate is $20.04, effective January 7th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending December 31st, 2018. The report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Meeting minutes for the regular meeting of December 18th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Abstain. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
None.
I have none. Committee reports.
I have none.
None. Holiday.
I have none. Public input, session number two. Anybody from the public that would like to address the board, please stand, give your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.